Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. We want to say welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I am Job Israel, here with my wonderful Rhea Ray Esther Israel. Say Shabbat Shalom, Israelite.
Shabbat Shalom, Israelite. Shabbat Shalom, family. Shalom, King
Priest,
Ashar Shabbat.
Ashar Shabbat. Ashar Shabbat. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God. We have made it to another episode of, we made it to another Sabbath day.
That's right.
We made it to another Sabbath day. And that only means we're one Sabbath closer to the big Sabbath, the big party. And remember, the party is going to be in Zion. Don't forget, you better get your invitations now. You got your invitation. If you listened, you just heard that, you got an invitation. So you better make sure you got your pass when you walk through the door. When they scan you, you can get in. You're legally old enough. You're legally able to sip of that living water. You better be ready. Amen. So, with that being said, I'm going to say this precept is from the Son's kingdom to the Father's kingdom. Amen? The Son's kingdom to the Father's kingdom. That's where we are, and that's what we're trying to get to. We're trying to get into the Father's kingdom from the Son's kingdom. And the thing is, we first had to get through the Son's kingdom to see the Father's kingdom.
I got it. It was more serious. Marcedia, you're in the middle of a lesson, baby. I'll call you back. We're doing block talk.
Okay. Well, that only reminds me to put my situation on do not disturb.
Just turn that on.
Okay, let me turn mine on because that's what... The enemy do. As soon as you get into the word, here come phone calls, and it could be from anybody. It could be from your business partner to your children. Soon as you start studying, soon as you get into the word, here it comes. So,
sometimes it's like you're on that same wavelength, that same energy, that same path, and they feel you, so they decide to call you.
Yeah, that's true, but
And then, especially when they call you, especially Ernest Senior, I've seen him call you a lot of times with biblical questions, so it's not always.
Well, yeah. And you got some of us that call with biblical concerns, and some of us call us with physical concerns.
Amen.
Amen. So with all that being said, you know, because mom's always going to be mom, right?
That's right. Dad is always going to be dad.
So my thing
your
is...
Your kid's popped.
Yep.
Pops is always going to be popped.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Okay, got that. Why don't you get that shea butter for me?
Okay.
Well, today we are dealing with, once again, from the Son's kingdom to the Father's kingdom. From the Son's kingdom to the Father's kingdom. Mm-hmm. What is that? That means that two kingdoms coming. You got the Son's kingdom. He's going to first take the world from, he's going to take the kingdom from the world. And then he's going to give it to the saints. Amen. And then he's going to establish his kingdom. And then after this 1,000 years, the Satan is going to be loose. Then he's going to cause some more commotion. And then he's going to then the Father is going to destroy them. Fire came from heaven. And here come the Father, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven as a bride adorned for a husband. And as I would say, and he said that he would dwell with us and we shall be his people and he shall be our God from that point on. So our thing is not only to make it from this world, but to make it from the Son's kingdom, because it's still going to be flesh and blood people in the Son's kingdom. You know, that kingdom come, that will be done. That's both the Son and the Father's kingdom. We both praying that those kingdoms come.
Okay.
But what we asking is that the Lord allow us in one of those kingdoms.
Amen.
Amen. So with that being said, we're going to open up with prayer.
Let's see.
We're going to open up with prayer. We're going to open up with a scripture. And as I like to encourage all the listeners, our brothers and sisters in Christ, no matter where you are in the world, brothers, uncover your head as we approach the Father. And sisters, no matter where you are in the world, cover your head as we approach the Father. If there's a question why, well, you can always leave it in my invoices. I'd be glad to answer it. In Jesus' name. So, with that being said, we can stand and face Jerusalem as we approach the Father.
Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord execute. Thank you. Righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dwelt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as hath he removed our transgressions from us. That's right. 13, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Psalm 103, verses 1 through 13. In Jesus' holy, precious, mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy. And give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them to hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them to a mind to perceive and ask to see is to hear. And a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the faith to perform. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercies and endure forever. Amen.
Amen. Oh, I need my
No, I'm good. So, once again, we want to say we are dealing from the Son's kingdom to the Father's kingdom. The Son's kingdom to the Father's kingdom. Amen. So I hope everybody got their King James Version Bible out so we can get started. Amen. Oh, and our family that's joining us. Okay, and our family that's joining us on Facebook. We want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, and welcome to another episode of The Sounds and the Waters. We are dealing with the sons from the Son's kingdom to the Father's kingdom. What do that mean to us? You know, why are we talking about two kingdoms? Why are we talking about the Son's kingdom? Well, that's how the plan is laid out. We got to get through this world.
Amen.
Then he got to sit down, and then he's going to get us through his world. Because some of us is going to be born through that time. It's going to be flesh and blood brought into the world during the Son's kingdom. And also, from that point, then Satan is loosed after the Sabbath day. And he's going to go out and deceive the nations. And he's going to deceive God. And then the fire from heaven, which is going to be from the Father. Remember, the Son is on the earth. The fire is coming from heaven. So the fire is going to destroy them. And then the great white throne take place. All this take place after the Sabbath day, which just so happened to be the first day of the week. After each Sabbath day is the first day of the week. Well, the Sabbath day is the seventh day of the week. So after the seventh day, we go into the eighth day. So that brings us into the circumcision, you know, of the flesh. Flesh and blood should not inherit the kingdom of God. That's the law. So a woman is clean from a ministry, ministry, whatever it may be. Her uncleanliness is on the eighth day. men are circumcised on the eighth day. So all these laws coexist. There won't be any flesh and blood in the Father's kingdom. There won't be no periods. There won't be any circumcisions. There won't be none of that. It'll just be spiritual beings. So if you're there, that's the end of reproduction.
Okay.
Let's put that, let's leave it like that. If you're in the Father's kingdom, no more reproduction. It's all celestial. So that comes on the 14th day, which is the Passover. And remember, you can't take part in the Passover unless you're circumcised. And the law is that everyone must be circumcised on the eighth day. Right? Right. Okay, so with that being said, let's get through the Son's kingdom to get to the Father's kingdom, because we got two kingdoms we're talking about. We're talking about the Father's kingdom, and we're talking about the Son's kingdom. Right now, we're going to bring the Son's kingdom into play. What do you mean? Last couple of weeks, we've been dealing with him taking the world from the wicked. You know, that was one of my first precepts, from Babylon to the kingdom. My mother used to teach me that, you know, and that the saints is going to rule the earth, you know. She used to teach me that when I was a child, before I even came into the Israel of God, things like that. You know, I know we heard things like, you ain't know nothing before you came into here, but my mama taught me a lot.
Amen.
So coming in there, and then it was kind of like it was just everything put together for me. And so now we here, we're in the Son's kingdom. This is what we pray for. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. And some of us, we sit up here and we pray this Lord prayers and then go out and do our own wills. Why? What's your point? What's our point, I should say? You know, why are we praying, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven? And he said, mind your attitude, mind your manners, mind your, you know, your actions. And he got a whole lot of discrepancies, you know, whether it is, it don't matter what it is, but you're fornicated to a drunkard. You know, it don't make any difference. You know, he got guidelines, you know. So we got to be conscious of that. So this is his kingdom. If you want to be in this kingdom, we got to be under these guidelines, not this Western guideline, you know, and this Western world that we so want to keep molding over the true and living God laws. Anyway, let's get started. Psalms 37 and 9. Will you receive it, read?
7. There we go. And verse 9 reads, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth.
See, that's the key. Evildoers are going to be cut off, but they that wait upon the Lord
shall inherit
the earth. That can't be broken, right? So if you inherit the earth, what are you going to be doing? That's the next thing. What's the point of inheriting the earth? You don't even know your next job. I just inherited all this property. Well, what am I going to do with all of it? Exactly. Read on.
Amen. Verse 10 reads, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be.
Uh-huh.
But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace.
Continue.
The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him.
He said, the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace.
Uh-huh.
First and foremost, he said that Satan is going to be bound for 1,000 years. I want to read a little bit of that. And if he's bound for 1,000 years, there's no more wars, there's no more liars, there's no more fornicators. There's still people that be at a minimum. The media as we know it won't be as we see it. Only thing would be promoted is the truth, the word of God, and everybody will want that and live that.
Right.
There won't be anything called an Inquirer and anything like that, People Magazine, all that's gone. So, with that being said, He said, the meek shall inherit the earth and delight themselves in an abundance of peace. No more military magazines. I love military magazines. Don't get me wrong. I like to see who bought the next submarine, you know, who bought the next destroyer and the next sub and the next tank. You know, who's buying these things? Well, why? Because if you got a tank, that means you're finna go to war, you're finna use it. You know, you're not buying it just to, as a collector's item. You're gonna use it.
Amen.
And so who's buying these things? And so to me, that brings me closer to Armageddon.
Okay.
Amen. So I look at that. And there won't be any more of those things because it's going to destroy all that. If it's peace, then there's no more, no more such thing as weapons, massive weapons of destruction, guns, anything like that, swords, anything. It won't be no such thing as that. So let's continue. Go to Matthew chapter 5 and 5.
Amen. You like that coffee, babe? Oof.
No, you made it.
It's strong.
Yep, you made it strong.
I did make it, didn't
I? Yes, you did.
Matthew.
I haven't even tried it yet.
Okay, try it. It's strong. No, stop.
Oh, that's
so good, but it's strong.
It's strong.
Wake you up. Yeah.
Motor war.
Matthew 5, and did you say verse 5?
Yeah.
Matthew 5 and 5 reads, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
See, another thing. So now Jesus is confirming David. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. So while we got this conversation that we're going to go to heaven, where did it come from? That is satanic. That's contradicting King David and Jesus Christ. So my take is anyone that's saying that they believe in God, you got a teacher, a preacher saying they believe in God and they telling you that you're going to heaven, they haven't read their Bible. Or they don't believe in it. And if they don't believe in it, you shouldn't be there. Amen?
Amen.
Revelations 5 and 9. Revelations 5 and 9, when you receive it, read.
Revelation chapter 5 and verse 9 reads, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation.
Continue.
And hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.
We shall reign in heaven.
We shall reign.
That's the quest. That's the thing. He said, out of our God, he's cleansed us through his blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, nation. It doesn't matter where you're born in. It doesn't matter what part of the world you're coming from. The kingdom of God is about the kingdom of righteousness. And those things is what we need to find out in order to inherit the kingdom of God. Why? And that is that it's going to be on the earth. Why is the kingdom of God going to be on the earth? And is this going to be on the earth? Is it going to be anything like we see it now, you know, with mad parties on Friday night and women getting all on top of bars and doing stupid dances because they drunk. And, you know, in fact, everybody's drunkards and falling all out and revelers and things like that. It's going to be that sort of situation. Yeah. Would it be a Christmas party? Would it be an Easter party? Would Thanksgiving party? It'll be none of them things. And forget about the 4th of July. That is out the window. So all those days, man, won't exist in the Father's kingdom. It won't be there.
Amen.
So this is the thing. So he said he has made us unto our God, kings and priests. So we shall what? Reign on earth. The meek is going to inherit the earth. So the meek is the one that's going to become kings and priests. Why? Because you need to be, if you're going to be a king and a priest, you got to understand judgment. And your judgment can be according to the flesh, but righteousness.
That's right.
Let's look at this a little further. Right. Let's go into Revelation chapter 1 and verse 4.
Amen. Revelation 1 and 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Revelation 1 and 4 reads, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, and to him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and have made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
So now we are kings and priests to the glory of the Father. Why? Because he introduced himself to Abraham as priest. He said, I'm Melchizedek, priest of the Most High God. The Most High is the Father. And he's his priest. That is to say, he's going to give the world his laws and statutes. He's going to teach the world his precepts. So with all of that being said, let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Revelation chapter 20, pick it up in verse 3. Because he said, one is that the meek is going to inherit the earth. Two, we're going to be kings and priests. We're going to reign on the earth. Three, we're going to be priests of the Most High God unto the Father.
Amen.
Right. When and where? That's the next question. You know, because are we going to be priests in heaven or are we going to be on earth? What's the question? Where are we going to be? That's the thing. Now, Revelation chapter 20 and verse 3, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Revelation 20 and 3 reads, and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season.
That's the devil. The devil's going to be cast in the lake of fire for 1,000. I mean, not the lake of fire, but in prison for 1,000 years. And after the 1,000 years, he's going to be loosed. Some of us is being taught that he's going to be loosed before that. It's nothing in your mind that's going to say, well, I read this, and then I'm going to accept that. The only reason why you accept it is because, well, okay, I'm into doctrine. I'm into dogmas. There's no way we're going to justify that when he just said after the 1,000 years is fulfilled. That's 1/100 of a second. He will not be loosed. Some of us are teaching that he'll be loosed before the 1,000 years so he can deceive the nation so that the Father kingdom can come down on the 8th day. What? All right, that's a whole nother thing. That's why we're doing this, right? So, continue, verse 4.
Amen. Revelation 20 and 4 reads.
Yes, ma'am.
And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
They were thrones, right? So if you're sitting on a throne, that make you a king. Mm-hmm. So if you, like he said, the meek shall inherit the earth. And then he told us, he said, the Lord God made us kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Right. And then he said this, we're going to be priests unto the Most High God, unto Christ and the Father. That is to say, Christ being a Melchizedek, the high priest like Aaron, and then the Most High God being the Father. We're going to be priests unto him. Everybody don't get that. Only those that come up in the first resurrection get that.
Amen.
Read on.
Revelation 20 and 5 reads,
continue.
And the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection.
There it is. See, that only applies to those that come up in the first resurrection. You see, the only way you're going to be a priest of God and of his ministration is that you come up in the first resurrection.
Amen.
Continue. Yes, ma'am.
Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
Now, some of us don't even know, you know, that our teachers, and they get stuck at this. They're like, man, he said 1,000 years, but what about forever? You know, well, there's a conversation for that, too. We're about to read it. But my point being is going here is this is that he said, blessed and holy is he to have part in the first resurrection. Why is it called blessed and holy? One is that this is the Sabbath day, and he blessed it and sanctified it. One, and he had made a holy, he said, now let it be a holy convocation, which is a holy gathering. So now you say he has made us unto our God kings and priests Because you're sitting on the throne. So he made us unto our God, priest of God, and of Christ who shall reign with him 1,000 years. Well, we read in Revelation chapter 5, it's going to be on this planet. So the meek is going to inherit the earth. You see, so that conversation is in play. And then he said, this is the first resurrection. Amen. You come up in the first resurrection, you get these things. These things belong to you.
Amen.
Now, that's the other thing. We're trying to get to that. Because this is called foreknowledge. This is those things that belong to the elect. Read on.
Amen.
Because the world don't see this. The world don't get this. And even some of us that's even in the Word don't get this. Some of us that's in the Word will never see this. This belongs to the elect. Read on.
Amen. Revelation 20 and 7 reads, "And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison."
There it is now. You got some of us being taught that, you know, yeah, Satan is going to be loosed on the 8th day. Well, not according to that verse.
Amen.
On the Sabbath day. Not according to, why would I loose the rest breaker on the rest on the day of rest? You know, that don't make any sense. What's the point of me even trying to get into the day of rest? He's going to turn them loose on it. Then he just justified everybody that broke the Sabbath.
Amen.
Everybody that caused you discord and harm on the Sabbath day, he just justified all of that by turning Satan loose on this day. So no, we're not in agreement with that, and we'll never be in agreement with that.
Amen.
Because the law testified against that. Anyway, he said this. He said, "I saw thrones and they that sat upon them," and he said they gonna be, if you see thrones, you see kings. And he said this, he said, and they, this is belong to them that belongs in the first resurrection, and they're going to be priests of God. What do you mean they're going to be priests of God? And they're going to reign with him 1,000 years. And the question is, 1,000 years, that's all you get? No, man, it's bigger than that. Let's go to Psalms 132 and verse 8. Psalms 132 verse 8. Remember now, this is the Son's kingdom. He's setting it up. Remember now, you got to set up governors and kings in such a way. Why? Because that's what's happening around the world. You got kings over here. This is what the UN is about. The UN is about setting up kings that is going to put forth their agenda. And the God of Israel is going to set up kings that's going to put forth his agenda. So he got to take this world out of here and kick their agenda in the garbage. And then he'll put forth his agenda with his kings and priests.
Amen.
Let's read that. Psalms 132, verse 8, when you receive it, read.
Psalms 132 and 8 reads, "Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength."
The Sabbath day is a day of rest. That's what he's talking about. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest. That's what we're trying to get to, right? Continue.
Amen. All right. Verse 9 reads, "Let thy priest be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy."
See, they're going to priest. There they are. Kings and priests. We're going to be kings and priests, and we're going to reign on the earth. Let that priest be clothed in righteousness. Why? Because we're talking about the Melchizedek priesthood at this point. Who is he? The king of priests. I mean, the king of kings, Lord of lords. What do you mean? He is the king of righteousness. That's why he said, let your saints, those that come up in the first resurrection, mm-hmm. let your saints be clothed in righteousness. Continue.
Amen. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy.
Come on.
For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed.
Continue.
The Lord has sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore.
See that?
That's
so
right.
It went from 1,000 years to forever. So no, man, once you get that throne, it's a wrap.
Right.
Why? This throne is immortal, man. This throne is like his. It do all the things that his do. It got lightning, it got thunder, it talk. It do all that good stuff. It can fly. You know, it don't have to, but it does, you know, because it got cherubims on it, but you know, it's just doing a whole lot. This throne is dope. I just, we can say it's majestic, it's beautiful, it's glorious, it's dope. It's just 100, it's out of sight. Read about the throne, man, that you're going to get. That's the kind of thing that we want, one of those, right? Read on.
Amen. Verse 13 reads, "For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He had desired it for his habitation."
So he's going to rule on earth, like he said. So he said,
right.
We're going to be kings and priests on earth, and there he is. He's here too. The Lord had chosen Zion. That's going to be his, that's ground zero. The law is going to go forth from Zion. The law is going to go forth from Jerusalem. When the new moon hit in Jerusalem, the law is popping because God is there. So some of us want to sit up and say, well, you need to wait a whole another day. You just put a loophole in just for Satan to jump out the lake.
Oh.
Right. And we ain't having that conversation. The law is going to go from Zion. Read on.
Amen. Verse 14 reads,
yes, ma'am.
This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it.
See that? Now it's the day of rest. What do you mean? That's when he gave those, he said, those that will be headed for the witness of Jesus. He said, I saw thrones and I saw, and they're going to be priests of God and of Christ for 1,000 years. But now he said, they're going to sit upon thrones forevermore. And he said, this is going to be my rest forever. Right?
Yes,
okay. Read on.
Verse 15 reads,
yes, ma'am.
I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread.
This is the difference between the Father's kingdom and his kingdom. It's going to be people. It's going to be flesh and blood. Where they coming from? That means if you got children, if it's people, that means somebody is having sex. Somebody's having a period. Somebody got to see the copulation jumping. So therefore, you got children being born.
Mm-hmm.
This is in the Son's kingdom. He's going to repopulate the planet. Why? Because when, like as we read in previous, you know, studies, man, he did a number on Earth, and it wasn't a lot of people left. So he had to repopulate the Earth. Amen?
Amen.
Continue. It won't be any flesh and blood in the Father's kingdom. That's the difference. Continue.
Amen. Psalms 132 and verse 16 reads,
yes, ma'am.
I will also clothe her priest with salvation. Her saints shall shout aloud for joy.
Yes, the priest, that's the priest. That's the one who said, you're going to be kings and priests. You're going to reign on earth. I saw thrones and they're going to be priests of God. And they shall reign with God for 1,000 years. That's salvation. You got it, man. You're not going to die. A day to you is 1,000 years. Continue.
Amen. Verse 17, there will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for my anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish.
Indeed. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go on to Isaiah 30 and verse 18. Isaiah 30 and verse 18. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Isaiah 30 and 18.
Yes, ma'am.
Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 18 reads, And therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him.
Isn't that what we read in Psalm 37? He said this. He said, blessed are they that wait upon him, for the meek shall inherit the earth. Well, there it is. So now that you've waited on him, here's the conversation that belongs to you. Read on.
Thank you, Father God. Verse 19. For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. Thou shalt weep no more.
Amen.
He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry.
Continue.
When he shall hear it, he will answer thee.
Yeah, he'll be here. Continue.
20. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore.
We're going to be able to see Abraham. We're going to be able to see Noah and Sarah and Rebecca and Jacob and Isaac and all them brothers and sisters that came before us, and we're going to see all of them. He said, you're going to see your teachers. We're going to see Miriam. We're going to see Aaron. We're going to see all of them. God willing, we live. We're going to see them. You're going to see your teachers, and they're not going to be removed anymore. Why? Because they got these thrones. They ruling in the kingdom of God. And they got a, he said, now if they got thrones and they're kings and priests, and he said, your teachers, then he's teaching. What they doing? They teaching the world. Doing a Son's kingdom, how to serve God.
Amen.
Right. Read that again.
Amen. Let's go back.
Yeah.
We'll do
20.
We'll do 20 again. I'll do 19. Okay. 20. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore. but thine eye shall see thy teacher.
That includes Job. Amen. Continue.
21. And thy ear shall hear a word by thee, saying, this is the way. The way.
This is the way. All right. Let the Mandalorian. I know you got stuck. Read on.
This is the way. Walk ye in it. Wow. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left.
You wonder why he needed to be baptized in that water, right?
This is the way.
This is the way. And he said this, so your teachers,
wow,
right, is going to be there. They're going to appear out of nowhere, and they're going to just say, hey, man, look, if you're too far to the left or the right, they're going to remind you then on the spot, this is my set, mm-hmm, my kingdom. Ain't no sin going on. This is the way. You're going to get that warning. If you continue down that road, you're going to die in your sins. That's what the book said, right? This is the Son's kingdom. This is what the teachers are going to be there for. They're going to make sure they catch you before you get off into foolishness.
Amen to that. They're going to make sure that
their kingdom is clean.
Right.
You know, and if you're going to be wicked anyway, right, then you're going to, that's your conversation. But he said, they're going to say, this is the, you're going to hear a voice out of nowhere. As soon as you get ready to do something stupid, as soon as you get ready to steal, as soon as you get ready to lie, as soon as you get ready to commit fornication, they're going to say, read that again, 21. Okay.
So Isaiah 30:21, amen, thank you, Heavenly Father. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way.
Amen.
Walk ye in it when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left.
Because you're not supposed to turn to the right or the left. You're supposed to stay on a path, keep straight, right? So they're going to make sure we stay on a path. That's what they're there for. That's why they're sitting on thrones, and that's why they've been given kingdoms, because they're going to govern them kingdoms. Ain't no foolishness going to be in the laws of, in the kingdom of God. No, this is the Son's kingdom. Remember now, in order for this to take place, there had to be flesh and blood still left on the planet.
Amen.
So this is the reason why. Now, let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Matthew's chapter 17 and verse 1. He said, you're going to see your teachers, right? You're going to see your teachers. So what do you mean you're going to see your teachers? Let's look at that. Go to Matthew 17 and verse 1. When you receive it, read.
Matthew 17 and 1 reads.
Yes, ma'am.
And after 6 days, Jesus taketh...
After what?
And after 6 days.
Oh, man, is that self-explanatory? Is that self-explanatory? Hey, man. Shalom. Shalom, Brother Depp. Rest in peace in Jesus.
Shalom.
Hallelujah. So if that's self-explanatory or what? After 6 days of the Sabbath, so the kingdom is now established. This is the Son's kingdom. Continue.
And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart,
mm-hmm,
and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him.
See that? So there go your teachers. Your teachers are going to be there. Mm-hmm. So your teachers are going to be there. There go Moses. There go Elias. You're going to see Abraham. You're going to see Isaac. You're going to see Jacob. You're going to see Sarah. You're going to see Rebecca. You're going to see Leah, Rachel, Miriam. You're going to see all of them. They all coming up in the resurrection. So you're going to see them. And the book tell you in the Psalms chapter 45, I think I got this down. Maybe not. But it says that the women is going to receive thrones too.
Amen.
You see in that Psalms chapter 45 and verse 9, if you read that conversation, it talk about how they're going to look inside of the kingdom as queens, you know, so but they got to come correct as well.
That's right.
So with that being said, we're going to see our teachers looking like this, shining as the sun, and they're going to be like, oh, wait a minute. Stay on the path.
This is the way.
This is the way. Amen.
Right.
Don't turn to the right or to the left. This is the way.
Amen.
Funny thing about the Mandalorian.
I know, because it's
right?
The way
nah,
I'm
but
say.
Get this dude. Every time he upgrades, he get his armor get better, don't
yeah.
it? Okay.
Upgrade.
He get a shine.
Yes.
All right, let's look at this a little further. Going to Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 8. So now we got the kings and priests on the planet. We got the Sabbath day. We got the 1,000 years. We got Satan bound up, you know, for the whole 1,000 years, not part of the whole 1,000 years. We got kings and priests. We got Jesus sitting in Zion. He said, this is my rest forever. So he's there. He said, I'm satisfied to pour with bread. That lets me know that it's going to be flesh and blood. Then he said, you're going to see your teachers, and they won't no more be scattered. So we see them. And then he said, they're going to look like this. Also, what do you mean? Also, we're going to call upon the Lord with one consent.
One consent.
One consent. Right. Read on.
Amen.
Zephaniah 3:8. Yes, ma'am.
Zephaniah 3:8 reads.
Yes, ma'am.
Therefore, wait ye upon me, saith the Lord.
What?
Therefore, wait upon me, saith the Lord.
Look at that same conversation.
Until the day that I rise up to the prey, for my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them my indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy.
Like I said, he's going to take the kingdom back, and he's going to take it back with fire and great fury. There it is.
Wow.
So he's confirming it here. But get this. Watch this. After he do all of that, mm-hmm. that's what we in the aftermath now. We already covered that. We in the aftermath of that. Now the world is one. Now you got teachers. The teachers are going to show the world how to serve God. That's what they're there for. That's why they're on the throne. Now we're going to learn those things that belong to him. The laws, the statutes, the feast days, everything, man. We're going to learn how to conduct ourselves with one another, all of that. We're going to learn those things from him. Those, the men that, and the women that come up in the first resurrection. Continue.
Verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
For then will I turn to the people a pure language,
yes.
that they may all call upon the name of the Lord, to serve him with one consent.
There it is. So we all going to have one language, man. There won't be no more, you speak this and you speak that, you speak this language, you speak that language. You all going to have one language.
Amen.
And it won't be English, trust that. And it won't be whatever native language you're speaking from. It's going to be the speech of the Chesedics. That is a perfect speech. That speech has come with complete, absolute, mind-blowing wisdom. It's absolute. The Chesedek is 100% literal, 100% cerebral, and it'll be 100% truth. It'll be absent of lies completely. You will have to be a liar. You know how big that had to be for Satan to lie? He had to be a liar to not to break the Chesedek speech. And Satan did it. But he said this. He said, I'm going to turn the people to a pure language.
Amen.
What do you mean? Everybody's going to learn the same thing. Won't be no goofs. Everybody will learn. And then it'll be the kind of conversation that, you know, like a child will learn, man. A child be learning what we know now. And like we learn in college, they already be there. So let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Revelation chapter 2 and verse 17. So you're going to turn the world to a pure language, right?
Amen.
Revelation 2 and 17, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 17 reads.
Yes, ma'am.
He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it.
See that?
Really?
Look, man, nobody know this, right? So I'm going to give you a brand new name.
Okay.
You know, it won't be the name out of this conversation. Everybody say you need to learn speaking Hebrew and all this type of stuff. You miss me with that. I'm not knocking it.
No.
You know, I'm not going to tell a Spaniard not to learn Spanish.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell anybody from France not to learn French.
Okay.
I mean, I get that. But my point being is that. You know, to say that I need to learn Hebrew to get salvation, I need to call upon the name of the Lord in this particular language, that particular language, you got that wrong.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you shouldn't even be teaching this Bible because the book is sealed in the name of Jesus. And if you add any name to it, Elohim, Allah, or Yahweh, anything like that, while you're reading this book, you're bringing yourself in condemnation. You say, I'm going to add to you everything that's added in this book. That's the plague. That's the lake of fire. You see? Amen, brother. That's the law. That is the law.
Why are you reading this book?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Go to Revelation chapter 3 and 12.
Hey, I was going to do that. You do it, and then I'll do it. Revelation 3 and 12?
Yes.
Okay. The tissue's right there, babe.
No.
Okay. Revelation 3 and 12?
Yeah.
Okay. Revelation 3 and 12 reads, Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Which cometh down out of heaven with my God, and I will write upon him my new name.
So we're not even going to call Jerusalem Jerusalem at this time.
Amen.
You see, so we're not even going to do that. See, that's me. Okay, there we go. Because I plugged my phone was trying to, my thing was trying to go out.
Oh, you had to plug your phone?
Yeah.
I was wondering.
I thought I had it on my charger. But anyway.
Okay, so which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him a new name.
See, now, this is the whole thing. Now, the city's going to have a new name. You're going to have a new name. We're going to have a pure speech. It's going to be the speech of the Chesedites. So everything is going to be spanky brand new. You're going to have the kingdom of priests, which is going to be the kingdom of the Chesedites. It's going to be the kingdom of God, which he's priest of the Most High God, which is Melchizedek. And then he's going to have brethren that comes up in the first resurrection. That's what we read in Revelation chapter 5, Revelation chapter 20. And that he said, we're going to be priests of God, and we're going to reign on the earth, Revelation chapter 5 and 10, 9 and 10, and then Revelation chapter 5, 3 and 7, 3 to the 6, he said, you're going to be sitting on thrones, and you're going to be priests of God, you're going to reign with him for 1,000 years. We just read that Psalms 132. Once again, you're going to hide these thrones forever if we keep that word. If we stay on the path, and he said, I'm going to clothe you with salvation and righteousness, and you're going to be priest. And I'm going to give you a new name and a new speech, and we're going to be teachers, God willing, we live. Or we're going to see our teachers, whichever one comes first. I would like to see either or, God willing, I live. That's what my thing, God willing, I live. I wouldn't mind either one of them conversations. The last thing I don't want to be is out of darkness. So anyway, so we see that, right? Let's go to Leviticus chapter 25 and verse 8. So let's look at that. And so what the priest is going to teach us, they're going to teach us what? The laws and statutes of God, those things that belong to him. Leviticus chapter 25 and verse 25 and verse 8. And this is something that I think we don't really dive into as much as I would say we should. One is because it kind of contradicts everything that was being taught right now. If you're going to teach the Jubilee, then you can't teach that you got to have 3 days and three nights. You see what I'm saying? Amen, brother. Absolutely. Woo, tell me about it. if you don't teach, if you're teaching Jubilees, you can't teach that you got to have 3 days and three nights for a wave offering, or else you got to teach that here. And you can't teach that here because it can't coexist with that lie. Watch what I tell you. And I'm going to call it a lie because it is. It's not the truth. So if it's not the truth, it's a lie. I can't put, you know, icing on a pile of doo-doo and then say it's cake. It's still crap. Leviticus chapter 25, verse 8, when you receive it, read.
Leviticus 25 and 8 reads,
yes, ma'am.
And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years.
See, now we're dealing with 7 Sabbaths of years, right? The same thing like we're doing now with the wave offering. You number 7 Sabbaths of weeks, right? So we never 7 Sabbaths so we can get to the Pentecost. Watch this. Read on.
7 times 7 years, and the space of the 7th Sabbath of years shall be unto thee 49 years.
49 years, same thing with the Pentecost, 49 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. Or 49 days from the wave offering, right? But here it is, we're talking about 49 years. Well, if that's the case, then you gotta redo this every 3-4 centuries or whatever. You see that?
I see it.
So you can't do it.
Yeah.
See that? You can't do it. That law can't exist because it can't coexist with this one. Mm-hmm. You're gonna skip 3 years? Can't coexist. That's a lie. I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but I'd rather bear you the truth. So word, brick of bones. I'll take that.
Okay.
Read on.
Amen. Leviticus 25:9 reads,
yes, ma'am.
Then shall thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the seventh month.
So we're going to teach the people the feast days.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to cause the trumpet to sound on the Day of Atonement. Read on.
In the Day of Atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land.
And the trumpet is the seventh trump blows, and then the dead is going to wake up, and everybody's going to read on.
Verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
And ye shall hallow the 50th year, mm-hmm. and proclaim liberty throughout all the land, and to all the inhabitants thereof.
Okay, continue.
It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man into his possession. And ye shall return every man unto his family.
So everybody's going to go back home. If you're from the Pacifics, whether you are from Shalom, Brother Ronaldo, my man Reuben, grace and peace in Jesus.
Shalom.
Yeah. Shalom, Israelite. if you're still alive at this time, if you're from the Pacifics, if you're from any part of Asia, Asia is the Middle East. Let's reiterate that. Then you got the Soviet Republic. That ain't just Russia, but you got a lot of things going over there. You got a lot of different countries there. Mm-hmm. And then you got Africa, and you got Western Europe and Eastern Europe. Everybody's going back home. Australia, everybody's going back home. Australia is going to be cleaned out. The Aborigines is going to get it back. All that's going to be cleaned out. Okay, everybody's going back home. This is the law. It's the Jubilee. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to get their own plot of land. And then he said he's going to set up these kings. They're going to rule from these particular areas. They're going to rule from these particular positions. And they're going to teach the people the feast days, the laws and statutes of God. What do you mean? Let's look at that. Let's go into Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 16. Zechariah 14 and 16. What comes after the Day of Atonement? What's the next feast day, right? Zechariah 14 and 16, when you receive it, read.
Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 16 reads,
yes, ma'am.
And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations
that's left. And that's like, you know, like every bit of about 10%. Read on.
Everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the feast of tabernacles.
That's the feast after the atonement. That's why he said, blow ye the trumpet in the Jubilee on the Day of Atonement. Why? Because at that point, the whole world is going to be like, I don't want this to happen again. Whatever we did that offend God, look, we don't want to see you coming from heaven on fire. We don't want to see people melting. We don't want to see their bones falling off of their bodies. We don't want to see the earth shaking anymore. We felt that. We don't want to see the heavens shake. That is to say, this thing in between us, the firmament is going to vibrate. We aren't going to want that. And the firmament is going to vibrate. This thing right here between our hands like this, that space, that invisible space is going to be vibrating. He said, that's going to quake. He said, we don't want none of that conversation
that's
anymore.
Right.
We don't want any of that. And the whole earth is going to want to know what to do. So now we got the atonement on the set. And then what come after the atonement? The Feast of Tabernacles. Now the whole world wants to learn how to keep the laws and statutes of God. That's why he said, you won't see your, he said, your teachers shall no more be scattered. Your
Amen.
Teachers are no, you go, your teachers are going to be on a planet, wherever, whoever they may be. Now the 12 tribes of Israel is a lot. That's the disciples. But God knows, man, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they all going to have kingdoms. Everybody's going to have kingdoms, man, including you and I, if we come up in the first resurrection. That's what we're working on.
Amen.
So we got the tabernacles right here, right? Okay, go into Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 26, right?
Because
mm-hmm. you got some of us that say, you ain't got to keep them old laws and this,
right,
that, and the other.
Right.
And you can see right here, the laws is in the plan. Leviticus 23 and verse 26, when you receive a read, we're going to skip around a little bit. We're not getting all off into the feast days and a actual characteristics and things like that. We're just going to bring up the dates. 26, when you receive it, read.
Leviticus chapter 23.
Yeah, verse 26.
Leviticus 23 and verse 26 reads, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, also on the 10th day of this seventh month, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be a holy convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls, and offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord.
So now they go to the day of atonement that the jubilees, the trumpet of the jubilee is supposed to be blown on. This is why he said, that has eaten swine flesh and all that, you're supposed to be here. You know what I mean? We're supposed to be in prayer, you know, ask God for mercies and things like that. Mm-hmm. And he said they're going to be eating and drinking and stuff like that. And we're supposed to be here at his appearing. That's why he said the trumpet is going to be blown and people are going to get caught with that flesh in their mouth. Mm-hmm. Skip down to verse 33 and continue. This is the next feast after the atonement and continue.
And then 33.
Yes, ma'am.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles.
That's why everybody's going to want to know what to do. Everybody's going to be like, okay, all right, here we come. We're good now. No more of that shaking the earth, God. No more of that coming. No more none of that. We good. We get it. You the real deal. We know that you real. We see that you came from heaven. You on fire. The angels is true. All of this stuff is real. We don't need no more proof. We getting rid of all of them idols. Buddha, Mary, all that stuff is a wrap because Mary is going to be there and she's going to be like, that don't even look like me. You could at least do better than that. Hey, as far as I know, Mary could look like Aunt Esther. You know, she might have looked like JJ mama. You know, she could have looked like Thelma, her daughter. You know what I mean? But she sure don't look like that nonsense that's sitting in them temples. So she's going to come back with correction, too. She's going to come back teaching, too. Why? Because that's what Miriam did. She taught the tribes, too.
Amen.
The book said Moses, Aaron, and Miriam brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. So they're going to come back teaching, too. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Isaiah 66 and verse 18.
Amen.
Isaiah 66 and verse 18. When you receive it, read.
Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 18 reads.
Yes, ma'am.
For I know their works and their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory.
Y'all, we ready now. The whole planet is ready. That's what you're talking about. They coming up from, you know, from all places. They talking about keeping a piece of tabernacle now. Continue. Skip down to verse 21 and continue.
Amen. Verse 21 reads.
Yes, ma'am.
And I will also take of them for priests and for Levites, saith the Lord.
See, this is why, I don't wear fringes. I don't do any of that. But I know for a fact that if he's taking them back, I mean, they're going to have on them garments. They're going to have
right.
stuff on.
That's
so right. I don't teach against it. I just don't wear it. I don't wear it because I want to get in my way. Get in my way. I'm working on my car. It's all in my car. You know, I'm trying to wash dishes. You know, it's just they get in the way. You know, hey, man, if I can see if I'm all in the temple, I'm doing my thing. That'll be a whole nother conversation. But no, they get in my way. I'm not teaching against it. Because I see this.
Amen.
This is going to happen.
Amen.
I see it. Read on.
Amen. Verse 22. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith the Lord.
He's going to make a brand new constellation, man. Just like it was a different constellation for the dinosaurs. It was a different constellation before them. Mm-hmm. And it was a different constellation when he had created the heavens and the earth. Before he even put the sun and the moon up, there was a different constellation. So now he's saying, I'm going to give you another constellation. There it is. Continue.
Amen. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith the Lord,
yes.
So shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the
there
Lord.
There it is. So we see now that, you know, he said that the whole world came from the Feast of Tabernacles, talking about, man, all flesh now is want to know how to keep the law of God. Well, all the teachers are in place. So all the teachers are now in place, and now they can teach the rest of the world how to serve God. And hopefully we're one of those teachers. God willing, whether you're male or female. That's a real conversation. Whether you're male or female, you're going to get that conversation. I heard one brother say, well, a woman's breast going to turn in and she's going to turn into a man and this, that, and the other. I don't know about all that. In fact, I'm going to read this right quick. Go to Isaiah chapter 4. Yeah, I heard that. Go to Psalms chapter 45. And to me, I mean, you know, she's going to still be a woman. Because the book said that he said, I'm going to show you this, he said, I gave a vision of heaven in Revelation chapter 12. And this woman was clothed with the 12, she was clothed with the crown, the moon and the stars and all this sort of things. So if she's a woman, that means that she had a womb and that she was going to give birth to a child. I mean, she had breastuses. So, you know, we can't sit up here and say that, yeah, she's going to turn into a man and all of, it sounds good on paper, but it's not conducive, you know, considering that she is a man, you know. I mean, seriously, if you didn't know any better, you can roll with that. But, you know, it's just too many variables in the law to say that isn't going to be the case. Verse 9 and continue.
So Psalms 45 and 9?
Yes, ma'am.
Psalms chapter 45, and let's go down to verse 9. King's daughters were among thy honorable women.
There it is. Now here comes the king's daughter, right? Read on.
Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir.
See, you're going to be kings and priests, and that she is. She's a queen. Continue.
Amen. Verse 10. Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear. Forget also thy own people and thy father's house.
This isn't for the past or the present. This is for all time. Continue.
So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty.
Who's the king? The king of kings. Continue.
For he is thy Lord,
yes.
And worship thou him.
Come on.
And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift, even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor.
Wait. See that? So, you know, they're going to be bringing gifts to her too. The same thing like the brother. And they're going to be bringing those things to the kingdom. Continue.
Okay. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor.
See, because now at this time, they're going to be blessing her like they blessed Miriam. Continue.
Okay. 13.
Yes.
The king's daughter.
Well, I should say Sarah. So I could see Sarah dressed up like this all day. I can see Sarah with linen on, and I can see her when she had those moments when she sat before Pharaoh and the kings of the world, she came correct like this. She had on the gold of Ophir.
Amen.
Abraham was broke off, so she wore this kind of gold. She didn't wear that cheap stuff. She gave that away.
Amen.
She gave that away.
Amen.
The king's servant gave that to Rebekah before he even brought her to Isaac. She gave that away. She left that. So for her to have this own was an easy kill. Why? Because he was there. Abraham was among the children of Ophir. Who are they? The children is, hold on, let me get that right quick. I ain't going to read it. I just want to get it. It's in Genesis chapter 1, Genesis 2, and Havilah, the children of Havilah, that's them. That's where they got the gold from, the gold from Ophir. There. Watch this. Read that right quick.
Genesis
2 and 11.
Amen. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 11 reads, the name of the first is Bethon, that is, which compasses the whole land of Havilah, which there is gold.
Yes.
Okay. And the gold of that land is good.
Yes.
There is Belgium and the onyx stone.
But where is this coming from? Read that in verse 10.
Go back up to 10.
Read 10.
And a river went out of Eden to water
the
garden.
So that's where they found it, right around that area. So, you know, this goes Sarah war, you know, and then it says, and the name of the second river was Guhan, and it's the same compassed the whole land of Ethiopia, so it was out of Africa. So to say so, anybody that's reading the book, if you believe in God, it don't matter what nation are you out of, if you read the first book of Genesis, you already know that the children of Israel and God is black.
Amen.
Point blank.
Amen.
So anyway, let's go back to that. So we got all of that. So we see that she's going to get her reverence as well. Because, you know, like just like we got, you know, say, hey, we forsook all. So, what are we going to get? And then it says the women, they forsook all. What they going to get? You're going to get this. You're going to be wearing this stuff here. And you're going to be like, dead to the, this is doing it big. Not with super nails and big eyelashes like this and stuff, you know. None of that. You're going to be doing it big. You're going to be really doing it big, you know, in a serious sense. Where are we?
We were at Psalms 45.
Okay, I'm moving on from that. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 43 and 1.
Amen.
Ezekiel 43 and 1. I just wanted to point out that no, women will not be changed into men. You know, so if you think that, you already got it wrong. There's too many variables that the scriptures would tell you, that ain't finna happen. 43 and verse 1, when you receive it, read.
Ezekiel 43 and 1 reads,
yes, ma'am. We're out of here. This is moving fast. Go ahead.
Afterward, he brought me to the gate, even the gate that looketh toward the east. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east, and his voice was like a noise of many waters. And the earth shined with his glory.
So here come God, right? So like he said, he came, and now he's sitting on the throne of David, like he said. And here come the kings and priests. There go Melchizedek right there. There he is. He is the God of Israel. Melchizedek is the God of Israel. Mm-hmm. Continue.
Amen. Verse 3 reads,
yes.
And it was according to the appearance of the vision which I saw, even according to the vision that I saw when I came to destroy the city, and the visions were like the visions that I saw by the river Chebar.
Continue.
And I fell upon my face.
Yes.
And the glory of the Lord came in the house by the way of the gate, whose prospect is toward the east.
Mm-hmm.
So the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house.
That's why the sun is never going to go dark there, none of that, because Jesus is here. This is Melchizedek. It's him. He's there. It's a wrap. He's there. He's sitting on the throne. He's going to be there from this point. This one, he said, this is my rest forever. There it is. Read on.
Verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
And I heard him speaking unto me out of the house, and the man stood by me. And he said unto me, son of man, the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever, and my holy name, shall the house of Israel no more defile, neither they nor their kings by their whoredom, nor by the carcasses of their kings in their high places.
There it is. He said, I'm going to be in the midst of the children of Israel forever. There it is. There was Melchizedek. There was Jesus Christ. There it is. He's right there. The kingdom of God is now on the planet. The Son's kingdom is on the planet. This is him. The Father's kingdom haven't came yet because he still got flesh and blood. Because he's talking to them. He's saying, they will no longer defile his name. So that means we have to be retaught.
Right. Amen.
Everybody has to be retaught. That's why he said, you're not going to see your teachers scattered anymore, because they're going to be right there, and they're going to be immortals too, and they're going to be shining, and you're going to be all good with that.
Amen.
Okay, let's look at this a little further. Go into Ezekiel chapter 39 and verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Ezekiel 39 and verse 8. And remember now, he just took down a wall. We're not getting all off into that. That's another conversation. We just read out. In fact, we did that a couple of weeks ago. For the last 2 weeks, we dealt with him dealing with getting rid of the planet. Get rid of the world, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's burying the dead people because there's not enough people to bury. But watch, he's still teaching the law. Watch this here. He's still teaching the feast days. Pay attention to this. 39 and verse 14.
39 and 8. Ezekiel 39 and verse 8 reads,
yes,
behold,
ma'am.
It is come and it is done, saith the Lord God.
Yes.
This is the day whereof I have spoken. And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth, and shall set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, and the bows and the arrows, and the hand staves, and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire 7 years.
So it's a way you can destroy nuclear weapons. He's going to teach us how to destroy nuclear arsenals. You know, right now we don't know how to dispose of them. But he's going to teach us how to dispose of them.
Wow.
Continue. Yes. It won't be no more war, so it won't be any reason to even have them. So we burning all these things up.
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
Verse 10.
Yeah.
So that they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any out of the forest, for they shall burn the weapons with fire, and they shall spoil those that spoil them, and rob those that rob them, saith the Lord God.
Continue.
And it shall come to pass in that day that I will give unto Gog a place there of graves in Israel, the valley of the passengers of, I mean, on to the east of the sea. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it shall stop the noses of the passenger, and there shall they bury Gog and all his multitude, and they shall call it the valley of Hamon Gog.
Now, see, this is that after the war Armageddon. That is to say, when he said that in, you know, the atonement,
mm-hmm.
then he destroyed the world on the atonement, and everybody want to know what to do now. But you still got these dead bodies over here, so they gonna clean them up. Watch this. Look how long it takes to clean them up. Read on.
And 7 months shall the
house. How long?
And 7 months.
7 months from what? From the Feast of Tabernacles? 7 months? Let's look at that. Let's go into Numbers chapter 9 and verse 1. Why is it that seven? It's going to be for 7 months? Numbers 9 and verse 1, when you receive it, read.
Numbers chapter 9 and verse 1 reads,
continue.
And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, and the first month of the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, let the children of Israel also keep the Passover at his appointed season.
Yes.
And the 14th day of this month at evening, ye shall keep it in his appointed season, according to all the rites of it.
Continue.
And according to all the ceremonies thereof, shall ye keep it.
Passover, not the 15th day, the Passover. So the holy convocation is the Passover. Pay attention, listen at this, just listen. Read on.
Amen. Verse 4 reads, and Moses spake unto the children of Israel that they should keep the Passover, and they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month at evening in the wilderness of Sinai.
Come on.
According to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so did the children of Israel.
Continue.
So did the children of Israel. Verse 6, and there were certain men who were defiled by the dead body of a man, that they could not keep the Passover on that day. And they came before Moses and before Aaron on that day, and those men said unto him, we are defiled by the dead body of the man.
See, that's why he said 7 months. On the seventh month, so if they're not clean for the first Passover after burying these dead bodies, then they'll have the second Passover because they've been employed to clean up the land. So that's why he said 7 months.
Amen.
They're going to be burying people. And so they're going. This is going to be a job. People are going to get paid to put dead people in the ground so that when we get to this feast day in the Son's kingdom, it won't be any more dead people in the Valley of Megiddo.
Are we listening?
That's why this law is in play.
Amen.
You know, it ain't for because, oh, guess what? You and your menstrual. Book don't say nothing about that. You know, I had to work. Book don't say nothing about that. Book said in case if you are far away and you're dealing with dead people. That's the reason why you can't take part in the Passover.
Amen.
That's it. That's Amen. It. Read that. Continue.
Amen. Numbers 9 and 7 reads again.
Yes, ma'am.
And those men said unto him, we are defiled by the dead body of a man. Wherefore are we kept back, that we may not offer an offering of the Lord in his appointed season among the children of Israel.
Yes.
Verse 8, and Moses said unto them, stand still, and I will hear what the Lord will command concerning you. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if any man of you or of your posterity shall be unclean by reason of a dead body, or be in a journey afar off, yet he shall keep the Passover unto the Lord. The 14th day of the second month.
Stop. That's 7 months. See that from the Feast of Tabernacles. The Feast of Tabernacles is the 15th day of the seventh month. Well, sound like seven to me. See that? See it? Right there. So the feast day is going to be popping, Jack. Everybody going to be on. Everybody going to be on the same accord. That's why he said this. And from year to year, from one Sabbath to the next, everybody's going to be on the same page. There it is in the Son's kingdom. Everybody's going to be learning the laws and statutes of God. That's why he said in the 17th, he said in the 15th day of the tabernacles, right? And then 7 months from that, it's here.
Amen.
Why? Because we're burying dead people. Can't come take the Passover you defiled by the dead unless you take that week off. You take that week off and say, look, I got to get ready for the Passover, the first one. And then those of us that, you know, be like, well, hey, what the law say? Well, you come to the next one. If you're going to stay out there and finish cleaning up the house, say, I want to make sure this place is clean. Period. And they're going to be out there. They still going to be working, trying to get rid of dead people. What do you mean? People ain't going to be out there working to clean up dead people. Please, you got children that's working in garbage dumps, cleaning up garbage dumps. What makes you think they're not going to be picking up dead bodies, getting ready, cleaning that up for the God of Israel, and they see him on the planet?
Mm.
You got people cleaning up landfills, looking for plastic to recycle. You think they're not going to be in a position talking about, oh, man, look, you go dead bones. We're going to bury these. And they getting paid for it? Good? Good? He did say, I'm going to satisfy your poor with bread. What do you mean? They'll be able to afford to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, why not? Why is that so inconceivable? Why would that be inconceivable, seeing that we already see them doing it now? They already playing in garbage dumps. What's the difference? Continue.
Amen. Numbers 9 and 11. The 14th day of the second month at evening, they shall keep it and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs.
Yes. You're going to eat the Passover with what?
Unleavened bread.
That's
and
the first day
herbs.
Of unleavened bread right there. Case in point. Can't get around it. You don't hear nothing about unleavened bread until then. Mm-hmm. Read on.
Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
They shall leave none of it into the morning, nor break any bone of it, according to all the ordinances of the Passover.
Yes.
They shall keep it.
Yes.
But the man that is clean and is not in a journey,
yes,
and forbearing to keep the Passover.
I'm at work. I took the 15th day off. Go! Man, I got to give you a homework. You peed on yourself.
What?
Yes. You can't do that. Can't do it. Sorry. And then you're sitting up here talking about, well, we're in our enemy's land. We can't do it from, we was in Egypt. That's the easiest kill in the planet, man. Hey, why not? You know what I mean? Why can't we? Everybody's sitting around. We having bread and wine and, you know, having a small feast. You know, because you don't want to throw away everything in the morning. So you have a small feast, everybody eating good, you know. And you're done, man. What's wrong with that? That's an easy fix. It's an easy kill. You ain't got to go to camp. You ain't got to go to no church to take the Passover. You can do it at home. He said, your neighbor house and your neighbor with you, man, as long as he's circumcised, he believe in the same God you do. Hey, man, hey, I'm going to keep the Passover with you. Okay, let's do that. They bring something to eat, you know. Ain't nobody talk about sacrificing the lamb, but hey, bring a little lamb stew. God knows, you know. Anyway, read on.
Amen. Numbers 9 and 13.
Yes.
And the man that is clean and is not in a journey and forbear to keep the Passover, even the same soul shall be cut off from among his people.
What?
Because he brought not the offering of the Lord in his appointed season,
that
man shall bear his sin.
You don't hear nothing like that when it comes to the
wow.
to the feast of unleavened bread. This is serious. This say it. And he shall what? That man shall bear his what?
Ooh,
his sins.
Man
shall bear his sins. Read on. Verse 14.
14 reads.
Remember that because he's going to hire people to bury the dead. There they are. Read on. There they are right there, verse 14.
14, and if a stranger shall sojourn among you and will keep the Passover unto the Lord according to the ordinance of the Passover and according to the manner thereof, so shall he do. Ye shall have one ordinance, both the stranger and for him that was born in the land.
Okay, good. Go to Exodus 12 and verse 43. Exodus 12:43, one more after this, and we can call it a wrap till 10 o'clock, right?
And okay. 30 more minutes. Okay.
Yeah, 30 minutes.
Exodus.
We got to wrap this. We got to get into this creation thing, man. We're on the fifth day, right?
Amen.
Man, it took a while to get there, but here we are. what did I say? Exodus 12:43. When you receive it, read.
Exodus chapter 12:43 reads.
Yes.
And the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof. But every man's servant that is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof.
See, you ain't going to get into the kingdom unless you're circumcised. Amen. Flesh and blood ain't going to inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 45.
Yes.
A foreigner and a hired servant shall not eat
thereof. There they are again. Read on.
In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth out, thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the house.
Continue.
Neither shall ye break a bone thereof.
Continue.
All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee and will keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, and let him come near and keep it, and he shall be as one that is born in the land, for no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof.
Continue.
One law shall be to him that is homeborn, and unto the stranger that sojourneth among you.
Now, you got strangers right now that's among us just keeping the feast days. I can name a few, but I ain't going to do that because I don't believe in putting spots on my friends. Like, you know, I know black people, and then right. They start naming them. Well, they go Toby, they go Rodney, they go Pookie. I know a few black people. I ain't going to sit down. I ain't going to go down that road. But anyway, you can see here, you know, you got a lot of brothers and sisters that believe in calling on the name of the Lord now and keeping the feast days now. They're going to come up, and they're going to come up in the first resurrection. Remember this, the Melchizedek priesthood is not, without lineage. It's not about where you're from or who you are. It's about righteousness.
Amen.
And peace. You see, so if you're one of them people that's keeping up nonsense and you want to sit up there and serve this score among the brethren, you're going to miss this. I don't care who you are. Mm-hmm. If you're judgmental, you're going to miss it. I don't care who you are. And if you are about a person that's striving, I don't care who it is, and you're one of them confrontational men when it comes to your wife, and if your wife is confrontational to come to you, she's going to miss it. You're going to miss it. It don't matter. If you're about that nature, you ain't going to see the King of Kings. The Most High God is a contrite and humble spirit. He ain't going to hide that.
Amen.
And Jesus is going to make sure you ain't going to be around and bring that nonsense to him.
Amen.
So you going to be a rap or he going to be a rap?
That's right.
Let's go back to Ezekiel. This is going to be the last one. Go back to that Ezekiel 39. Yeah, let's pick it up at verse 14. Ezekiel 39 and verse 14. When you receive it, read.
Ezekiel 39 and 14 reads.
Yes.
And they shall sever out men of continual employment.
Yes.
Passing through the land to bury with the passengers. Those...
Didn't he say a hired servant?
Okay.
There it is. So he said a hired servant. Continue. But they can't take part in the Passover unless they circumcised. Right? Or been cleansed. And you got it takes a week for that. You say you're going to take part, you got a week to get cleaned up. Period.
Amen.
That's it. Read on.
Passing through the land to bury with the passengers, those that remain upon the face of the earth.
Continue.
To cleanse it. After the end of 7 months shall they search. And the passengers that pass through the land, when any seeth a man's bone, then shall he set up a sign by it, till the burials have buried it in the valley of Hamon Gog.
See, that's the same conversation. There it is. So you're going to have people that's employed to do just that. You know, like I said, you got people right now that's working in landfills and bringing up things like that. So this is going to be an easy job, especially being hired by God.
Amen.
You know, so he's going to make sure you're good. And then he's going to be blessing your house at the same time.
Amen.
Read on, because you're doing it.
Amen.
You humbling yourself to do this. Read on.
Amen.
Yeah.
Verse 16 reads.
Continue.
And also the name of the city shall be Hamana. Thus shall they cleanse the land. And thou, son of man, thus said the Lord God, speak unto every feathered fowl and to every beast of the field. Assemble yourselves and come. Gather yourselves on every side to my sacrifice that I do sacrifice for you.
He said he go sacrifice flesh and blood, men, to the birds and the beasts of the field. Why? Because men are going to be, you know, they're going to help clean up the earth with us. They're going to be eating the flesh off of them, getting rid of that, you know, going to have vultures around. You think vultures are big? Now you ain't seen nothing. You know, you think crows is big? Now you ain't seen nothing. You think eagles are big? Now you ain't seen nothing. They're going to be huge. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to be attacking people. They're going to be eating them that's on the ground because that's what they're there for. That's why he got dietary laws for certain things that we're not supposed to eat. Those are it. That's the reason why and the cause and effect, because they're going to be here for this purpose.
Amen.
Continue.
Okay. 17. And thou, son of man, thus said the Lord God, speak unto every feathered fowl and to every beast of the field. Assemble yourselves and come. Gather yourselves on every side to my sacrifice that I do sacrifice for you, even a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel, that ye may eat flesh and drink blood. Ye shall eat the flesh of the mighty and drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of rams, of lambs, and of goats and of bullocks, all of them fatlings of Bashan. And ye shall eat fat till ye be full, and drink blood till ye be drunken, of my sacrifice, which I have sacrificed for you. Thus ye shall be filled at my table with horses and chariots, with mighty men, and with all men of war, saith the Lord God. And I will set my glory among the heathen, and all the heathen shall see my judgment that I have executed, and my hand that I have laid upon them. So the house of Israel shall know that I am the Lord their God from that day and forward.
See, Israel don't even know who they are. Ooh. But now he said, not only will Israel know, but the whole planet know. Okay. The Israel, the black man now that you can't teach him nothing, he gonna know that he an Israelite. And then that gent, the strangers, they're gonna be like, oh my God, we done did the wrong thing to the wrong people. Oh, my goodness, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to serve their God and learn what we're going to do.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 23.
Yes, ma'am.
Ezekiel 39 and 23. And the heathen shall know that the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquity.
See, they don't know that now. They just think we're just, you know, slaves. Mm-hmm. You know, just bought and sold. Do whatever you want to experiment, run all kind of... snatch them up, take their organs and things, whatever. You know, man, the Lord said, I got something for you.
Mm.
Read on.
And the heathen shall know that the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquity because they trespassed against me. Therefore hid I my face from them and gave them into the hand of their enemies. So their uncleanness and according to their transgressions have I done unto them.
Yes.
And hid my face from them.
Continue.
Therefore, thus said the Lord God, now will I bring again the captivity of Jacob and have mercy upon the whole house of Israel and will be jealous for my holy name.
There it is. So with that being said, we're going to pick this up. We're still not done with the Father's Son's kingdom because now we see the whole earth being cleaned up, right? So he had to clean up the Megiddo, get rid of the dead bodies. Now we see that the whole world is learning how to keep the feast days, right? So with all that being said, you can see that the laws and statutes are still in effect. You know, that these things are going, it's going to be done now, it's going to be done then. Like he said, I'm God and I change not. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we got to be mindful that there is an order. Amen. So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. Thank everybody for checking in on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You know, amen. God bless you. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Amen.
You know, a family that's on Blog Talk, you already know. We love you as well. And I'm going to say Shabbat Shalom and be back here for the creation.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water.
Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.